some good dancing you got going on in the producer's booth, Craig.
Thank you.
A little disco?
Disco? Just getting a little into it.
Like that. I was leaving town. I was in Springfield earlier today, and I was trying to get out of town. And as I mentioned earlier, I can't parallel park the fan van. There's no side view. There's only side view. There's no rear backup vision. And I pulled into a spot in front of a restaurant, and I saw someone look up and smile and start waving. And I realized, oh, I have the fan van. And anyone who knows who I am knows I'm driving the WGN Radio fan van. And it was actually Esmeralda's senator, I believe, Senator Pat McGuire. And I got out and we were talking. He just had the look of, I don't know what just happened. Some very strange things happened in Springfield yesterday. I mean, as compared to what I saw last year, because I think they left the session. Because May 31st is the end of session for the legislature. So that means that any bills that come before them and the budget only has to pass by a simple majority in either the House or the Senate. The House is actually the one that comes up with the budget first. And then it goes to the governor, whatever legislation they have. Now, after May 31st, it takes a 3/5 majority rather than a simple majority. So things become, if they were already so far apart on agreement before yesterday.
That's terrible.
That's what I was saying last night. That's why when Representative Sandak, and I thought about it later, I was so surprised he wanted to do the show, considering the things I've tweeted about him. I don't know if he remembers, pumped at the failure to pass a budget.
Right, that was weird.
It was weird. And he was pumped that they had not passed Speaker of the House Madigan's budget. Okay, fair enough. But then you defeated that, but where was the alternative? Last week, they did have a temporary budget proposal for everyone to consider, and it was shot down. The governor said no. And then yesterday, the governor said, hey, I have a temporary budget. And then everyone went, it's too late. Like, yesterday became a giant peeing contest with everybody. And
yeah, that has to be awkward.
It was very strange. So that happened earlier in the day, and then there was a back and forth, and I really am still dealing with the fact that Chicago is somehow the bad guy in all of this. And I think I've checked my driver's license, okay? And it says Illinois resident. It's a state of Illinois driver's license. So I believe that we are also residents of the state of Illinois.
I'll have to check my license.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And I get the representatives and the senators who will argue that whatever money we send to Chicago is at the expense of the rest. I get that because they have to represent the constituents. Their constituents are frustrated and maybe they're blaming us, but they're also following the lead of the governor who is saying this is Chicago's fault. Now, so the reps and the senators, I kind of get. You have your constituents. You got to answer to them. But Governor Rauner is the governor of Illinois, and that includes us. That includes the city of Chicago.
He's my governor.
He's my governor, too.
Right.
But he's saying he's not.
Apparently.
By saying it's our fault. I don't know how you lay blame at the citizens of Chicago.
Right? Yeah, it's like blaming one of your kids for all the problems. Like, you're just yelling at the one kid and all the other kids get off scot-free.
I am so tired and I haven't any of the good stuff from mom and dad.
Is there ever a point where they pass something by, like, 1/3 majority? Because I think they could get that done. Like, eventually.
Well, that was what was happening in the last 2 hours. There was a spending bill. Okay, let me see if I can break this down because it was so bizarre. First, Michael Madigan's budget, the full budget, which everyone says is $7 billion out of whack. What it is these are all the things that need money, whether it's our roads, our first responders, our social services, money for veterans. It's everything we believe we should spend money on, right? But there is a lack of will to raise taxes because once you say that, then the people who vote for you are like, well, I don't want to – and not like – like property taxes are unbelievable right now. But our income taxes are at 3%. And we are amongst the lowest in the country when it comes – and no one wants to pay more, but we want to take care of people. So we at some point we have to make a choice and go, what are we willing to do to get there, to take care of each other, take care of our roads? We've all entered into an agreement, and unfortunately it's actually we're just born into America, into Illinois. We're born into this where we've decided that we will share roads, we will get water from whatever resources. We have decided that we're all going to participate in this together, except if it feels like it's someone's getting more than we are, and then we don't like it so much.
Are they trying to do a vote where, like, Chicago becomes its own state? They just kind of cut us off.
People have proposed that.
Really?
I wonder. And I wonder what that would be like if Chicago went, okay.
Yeah, sure.
So,
okay.
You get none of this. You get
state of Chicago.
This girl's leaving the party.
I mean, I don't want to be mean or anything.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I usually consider past Joliet, I don't know what's down there.
Oh, snap. Sorry, guys. Taking
really beautiful parts of our state.
Very beautiful parts of our state.
I know.
Doesn't know what's there.
I don't go that way.
I know. I but they feel that way about us. Well,
right.
Well, let's look at this way. To them, we're corruption. We are violence. Mm. We are gangs. We're poverty. We're drain on the state. So I guess the opposite, like that's their answer to
right.
What's north of Joliet.
We're a world-class city. We have art. We have so many beautiful things that you can come and see. Tourism.
I can find really good sushi.
Yeah, sushi's
pretty
great.
Pretty much any hour of the day.
There's some good food. I went to some great restaurants in Peru, near Peru, Illinois, in La Salle, Illinois. It was very good. I had an ahi tuna steak that was so good.
Oh. Yeah, but what time do they close?
Yeah.
10 o'clock.
10:30. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a whole nother segment. So, Senator McGuire, let's come back to the gentleman that I spent time in the rain with. He was so sweet. He was sitting at this outdoor table, and we were talking about what had just happened last night, which was that the Senate had Michael Madigan's budget, and they just trounced it. It was completely destroyed, and they voted it down. And then within the next hour, there was a spending bill for education for the entire state of Illinois that was created by the Senate, and in the House, destroyed. So basically, the Senate went, yeah, screw you, and the House went, yeah, screw you back, was what happened between the hours of about 10 o'clock and midnight. And that was really how things unfolded in the last 2 hours of our legislators being in session. And I don't know where the governor was. You would think, like, why isn't the governor, like, going back and forth? Like, why isn't he on the floor of the Senate talking to people and trying to, like, is he not allowed to? Maybe, like, that's too much coercion.
He should at least be, like, standing outside waiting for the bill to come out
right
away.
So I'm a moron.
No, you're not.
When it comes to these things.
Okay.
When it comes to these things.
None of us
How
know.
Does it, so when they're down there, they vote.
Yes.
And then everyone goes, no, back to the drawing table. Or
yes.
Do they go back and forth and go, okay, well, I don't like this part. What can we do to fix this part that I don't like?
That's a great question.
Rather than, hey, okay, let's start all over and come back to vote. It's like, oh, well, I don't like it. Okay, let's start again. That seems insane.
That happened during the day. So there was one live video that I put on Facebook. I was in the gallery and I was watching what was happening. There was a big debate. And again, the argument was, we're bailing out Chicago. Chicago's a drain on the state. If you live downstate, they're going to stick it to you. And the woman who had sponsored the bill, Representative Curry, I believe, there was a motion to remove the bill from the record, Esmeralda, so that because it looked as though things were going to go badly for the bill, she removed it from the record in order to go and tweak some of the things that people were sort of hacking away at and come up with answers, because they had to stand and answer for the bill, whatever questions come up. So that happened, I want to say, like, somewhere in the late afternoon, maybe early evening, and then that was the one that came back up. That was the last thing that they did, like around after we started our show after 11 o'clock.
And does the other side, when they say no, it's bad, do they at least go,
this is what I would do,
this and or let's change that? You know what I mean? Like compromise, and, work together.
Well, and they do. Sometimes they say, why did you think of this? The stupidest thing I saw. Yes, go ahead, Greg.
No, it's funny that she said compromise, work together. That is definitely the biggest problem.
I'm just like, where else are we going to do? We can't just keep butting heads.
They haven't passed a budget for how long now?
This will be
this
year
is stunning.
No, but what is it? What's the definition of insanity is trying the same
doing
thing.
Doing the same thing over and
it's like,
over
that's
again.
That's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. What?
Well, and I believe the Republicans and Governor Rauner would argue that they've backed off of the turnaround agenda, which we've heard a lot about, which is, the workman's comp, right to work state, things like that. I've heard less of that in the last, I went once in February, once in March, and then I came back for the deadline. So that seems to have been something that they're drawing back. What seems to be the argument now behind, not on the floor, but in conversations I'm having with both sides, is, well, we tried, we extended the olive branch, and they hit us with it. There was a war of memes yesterday. There was, and apparently this is the first time, they're doing these work groups where they're trying to work on the budget, they're trying to come to agreements, And someone in one of the work groups, the Democrats, were like, you know what, let's talk to someone on the Republican side and say, hey, we're willing to work through the summer. And word of that got out that they were about to do that. And somebody put out a meme saying, I'm willing to work through the summer and stuff. So then a representative had to be like, me too.
Also, what is this whole thing about only meeting up on Wednesdays?
That's for the, yeah, that's.
Excuse me? No.
Yeah, I know.
You should be meeting 7 days a week, guys.
You know how some kids had to go to summer school and stuff
if they didn't do a good job?
The summer session should be different. They should have to go and like all sit together and learn how to work together. There should be some sort of education for how to
I don't know what could possibly be more important than a budget.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that's your guys' job.
That's your number one job right now.
That's all you got
to
do.
Well, they have a budget that no one wants to pay for. I mean, this is really what it is. There is a budget. These are the things that have been determined worthy of money. These are the services. These are the projects. These are the things in the state of Illinois that we believe worthy of spending our money on. You know, government is not meant to be run at a profit. Their job is to spend money on, you know, if your house is burning, you really want the fire department to show up. If you have a child, you really want them to be able to go to school. By the way, the stupidest thing I saw, and so Senator McGuire, when we were sitting outside in the rain, asked me what was happening in the press box. So this was where I very nearly got thrown off the floor of the Senate. They were voting on the procurement of 6 buses. They were for schools that the children attend where they've tuitioned out of the traditional schools because of developmental disabilities. Craig's like, even the floor, the photographer who works there, he follows me on Facebook, and he went like, oh no, like I was biting my knuckle because
Wait, what was that topic? Oh, Patty's here.
Oh,
okay.
No, okay. I mean, and so he goes, because I was like, I was trying to jump over the rail to have an argument with somebody because the bill apparently had been created 48 hours before it was presented on the floor of the Senate. And they wanted to procure these 6 buses, but no one was entirely sure if they actually were handicap accessible, whether there was a ramp, whether there was a lift, whether there was the type of safety devices, whether there are seatbelts, harness. And so nobody, they were like, I don't know. And it was 6 buses that I don't even know why they had to be like, why was last night during the budget discussions, this is what you're arguing about, and you don't have all the information. Senator Nybo, who was the one that presented the bill, they asked some questions. Like, I'm not sure. Well, then you know what? Go back. Go start all over again.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Not an answer.
I just got this bill. Go back to work.
I don't care. Then go.
Yeah, that was
insanity.
I was apoplectic in the box. And I didn't realize it. I had no idea what I looked like, but Senator McGuire said that I was making a scene. But
we
quietly.
Should all be allowed to. We should all be allowed to go and make a scene and like throw some sort of thing.
Can we go there? Like,
you can just in the gallery.
Watch.
You
can
sit in
we
the
throw stuff though? Can
no.
they give
I mean,
us
I don't
something?
Want to throw stuff, but I would want to make faces.
Well, not stuff that
just
injures
like,
people.
You know,
like tomatoes or something.
No.
Can we just throw?
No.
I would just like to make what kind of faces?
I will tell you this: the security in the Capitol
is very tight.
Not just that, but like all the guys, they look like they're wearing blazers and they look very friendly. All of them are either currently police officers, former military.
Oh,
they're all, they are not messing around.
But I would be silent, but I would just sit in my seat and go,
I don't know if silence's the right idea.
I would make just like incredulous faces.
Maybe they could give us all buzzers and we could just like buzz to object or something.
I like that.
I would mime.
I would be like, I would do the coughing thing.
Yeah, there you go. Let's all do that. That's a budget.
That's what I would do in the gallery.
Yeah, I like that.
I was very tempted yesterday.
Right.
I'm just really glad.
They have to remember they work for us. We have to get them to remember that. Guys?
I don't know what's happening.
Okay. Also, with this whole like raising the taxes.
They're not gonna. Not anytime soon.
I get it. It sucks, but if we have to pay for stuff, we got to pay for stuff, guys.
There's no will.
I mean, that's how life goes.
There's no will.
My rent went up. Mm-hmm. I still have to pay it if I want to live there, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
no strength of will in the state of Illinois to raise taxes. No one wants to present the bill. No, because every seat in the House of Representatives is up for election. Every single seat. So no one wants to. And by the way, I was telling, there were representatives and senators who did not believe they were going to go to midnight. I said, yeah, you are. Yes, you know, yes, you are. You know why? That's going to look so good at election time. I worked right up to the deadline. Because you don't want to have
eating that pizza.
I mean, they were eating horseshoes, and I believe I brought a representative on which last night.
I'm just like, were you guys really working, or were you just, you know, playing Candy Crush on your phone?
They don't do that anymore.
Oh, not anymore.
Someone got
good.
Caught. Yeah, someone
good.
Got caught doing that.
Jeez.
But, yeah, they didn't want to have some gal with the WGN fan van taking Facebook Live video of them leaving the building. Because I would have. If they hadn't worked all the way to midnight, I would have. But now they can all say, I worked up to the very last minute, and the other side wouldn't come to an agreement. So that's, well, I don't agree with any of it. More after this on 720 WGN. It's so very pretty late. Hey, Craig, I know that sometimes at this time of the night or early morning, people aren't as likely to call in with their thoughts about what we're talking about, but I know that they text.
Yes, they do. From the 312, can we at least hold up signs in the gallery?
I've never seen any signs. I've seen T-shirts. I would say make a T-shirt.
Okay.
Would be probably your best way.
Cool. Do you have to, like, then stand in sort of a...
Just stretch a lot?
Yeah.
Can I make a coat with a very long high collar
and just hold that up
with us? No, but it'd be like past my head, like a Dracula big situation. Well, and then words in it.
I think also a cape so that you open it up,
right?
And then you have,
oh,
like,
yes.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. That is more than the texter was asking.
I have never seen like poster boards of anything. Yes.
From the 708, why isn't anyone camping outside of the governor or Mr. Madigan's house?
Yeah, I don't know where Madigan lives. I've been to the governor's mansion. Not like we didn't have tea or anything.
Right.
I've been there for a press conference. It's a beautiful place.
Nice.
But I don't know that.
Does it seem nice for camping?
That's a good question. Oh, it's lovely for camping. There's actually a motor court. That's what Senator McGuire called it.
Wow.
Motor court's really a motel, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
I said motel. He corrected me with motor court. And I said, okay, sir.
Can Pat Quinn run again from the 312?
I don't think that he would have a chance. I think that and this is something I talked to Senator McGuire about, who's next. Like, I would love Senator Katowski to run. I also think Sheriff Dart would be.
Ooh,
and there were a few other people.
Those are good ideas.
Yeah, there. So Senator McGuire was suggesting some political strategists to come on our show to talk about that. What else would you want to know?
Well, just from the 630, we live in a crooked county, in a crooked state, in a crooked city. We're a crooked, crooked, crooked.
Crooked.
Okay.
I will say this was the first time I had heard the words corrupt. That there was corruption going on in the House or the Senate in the state of Illinois and in Chicago. I had not heard that once last year. I had never heard anyone say corrupt. I'd only heard stubborn and illogical and wrong, but never the words corrupt. And I did hear that yesterday. So there you go. I was surprised by that. It's getting a little ugly.
It's getting ugly.
Yes,
well,
it's
been a long time. No budget.
Well, and maybe there more things have come to light. I think that people are digging more to try to have something against the other people in the other parties. It's not good. And you know who suffers the most? We do. In particular, our most vulnerable. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm back from Springfield. I hauled ass on 55 and got here in time to do the show. Actually, I spent a little time with my family and then came down here. And I'm still frustrated and trying to deal with the fact that we are going into year two with no budget. Dan has some thoughts. Hey, Dan, how are you doing?
Hi, Patty. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm tired, but I'm good. I'm happy to be home.
I hear you. Well, I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just have maybe some concerns for our lawmakers that you know, I always thought real estate was a good investment,
right.
My parents had always taught me to, if you want something, save up for it and then buy it. And that's kind of how I live my life. And,
right.
You know, after the banks had their bailouts, and you know, I thought real estate would be the place to vehicle my money. And you know, I purchased some houses, and now I'm having a hard time just paying the property taxes, and mm-hmm. I don't have mortgages.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think that property taxes have to be, that's something, a huge problem. There are some people paying more in their property taxes than their mortgage. Is that the situation you have? Yeah.
Well, I don't have mortgages. So if I don't rent it, then I'm going in the hole on one.
Ugh.
And I really just want to get rid of the properties, but I can't because the values aren't there. And, you know, I don't really think the state gets it. But, you know, the state is showing us how to do things differently. And my idea, it may sound a little crazy,
right?
But my parents had always, like I said, told me, save up my money and buy it when you're ready to buy it.
Yes.
Well, the state's obviously not showing us that.
No.
So why not just, like, take our property tax bills and double them or triple them or quadruple them, have everybody go and max out their credit cards, and then once we can't pay those credit cards and the state gets their money, then the federal government will have to bail out the banks again because of all this credit card debt.
Right. So,
and then the state will be whole again.
Right. I mean, like, why not follow their pattern of behavior? And
exactly.
Right, because we've ruined our credit rating in the state of Illinois. So why should we, at least the state has, the city has.
Even the citizens use the citizens' good credit.
I like that, our collective credit. Let's just chuck it in together. See, I think we're going to have a hard, that's going to be a hard sell, Dan.
Well, at this point, you're seeing more people move to Michigan, for God's sake, than staying here in Illinois. And if I could, mm-hmm. I would do the same.
You would go to Michigan?
I love the city. I love the state. Mm-hmm. But I don't love the lawmakers.
I mean, you wouldn't move to Detroit, though, right? We're talking like somewhere
Flint.
Else in Michigan.
Yeah, where would you go in Michigan?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you can kind of build up
Detroit. I'm at a point anywhere but here, you know? It's kind of where I'm at. You know, I just can't afford it anymore.
You've raised an interesting question because now my mind has wandered. I'm like, where would I move? Outside of the state of Illinois, I would go somewhere at least warmer.
Oh, yeah, Hawaii. Hawaii is the right answer.
I don't know.
No,
California,
it's super
Florida.
Expensive.
I'd go to Austin, Texas. No, because I think I'd be in Texas.
But Austin, well, but Austin's a weird place.
They're talking about raising the retail tax for 5%. I mean, I've been a business owner for 18 years, and we just couldn't survive because of Obama's health care. Our health care tripled.
Right.
So I had to lay off the employees. The business went down. And now I'm just, you know, it's rough out here.
See that? And you're the kind
of
person that's
not making it any easier.
And you're the kind of person that people always celebrate. Look, you're a property owner, right? You're somebody who has properties that are rather, and you have a small business. I don't understand how it should be working to your benefit to not only fortify your business, but also make sure that your employees continue to have jobs so that they can contribute to the revenue.
I tell you, Patty, there's a small tax that's added every year based on revenue. And I've asked my accountant for the last 15 years, what is this tax? And he never could answer it. And what they do is, at the end of the year, they take 2.5% of your revenue and say, we need that. So if, let's just say, for example, you're selling items for a 10% profit, now you're really selling it for 7.5, and you don't even know what you're getting for that.
Right, and you can't charge that to your consumers because you haven't gotten that tax yet.
No.
Ugh. Let me ask you this. Craig,
it really is.
I believe it. And Craig mentioned something before the news, or during the news, we were talking off the air. What do you think about a progressive tax?
Well, obviously that's the way to go. Or a flat tax, for God's sake. You know, I don't know what the answer is, but I know that keeping our lawmakers...
Don't we have a flat tax?
Yeah, we do.
3%.
3.75, but yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're talking about
income tax. Yes.
Yep.
No, it's just, you know, you got people that don't have kids and they're paying $20,000 and $30,000 for real estate tax because they built a larger home.
Right.
Why should it penalize you if you have 5 bedrooms or 3 bedrooms or 1 bedroom? You know, the renters, and this might sound a little bad in a way, but the laws that we vote on, renters get the capability of voting on those laws too. I mean, referendums for pools and stuff local counties and cities. I mean, the owners are looking at it saying, we don't want any more taxes.
Right.
But the renters, we want a pool. We want 10 pools. We want a library, too.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to pay for it. But then when we raise the tax, you know, when we raise the rent, they don't want to hear about that, you know.
No, they want to have a voice, but I understand that's frustrating. If we, you know, this is something I my husband actually mentioned. How do we get the state's opinion on a progressive tax for income? Do you think we should like figure that out and see like if people support that idea, at least ask all the voters, just as sort of, well, they did that for the millionaire tax, which, by the way, we overwhelmingly said
yes.
And then they voted it down 2 years in a row.
Right.
But that's just a different thing. Dan, what do you think? Progressive income tax, yay or nay?
Well, I'm going to say nay, because really, at a state level, our dollars don't go to, you know, if you look at your deductions on your check, sure, every dollar counts, but the big dollar is the federal. So let's get back to that credit card.
Okay,
max out your credit card and have the federal government bail out the banks, which they've done already for Wall Street and big businesses and big banks. And bail out the state of Illinois that way.
You are asking for a huge amount of cooperation. We'll work on that, Dan. Thank you so much for checking in with us and joining the conversation.
No problem.
That was great. So, Craig, let's do a little research on progressive tax.
Okay.
How do we get that on the ballot?
And yeah, we got to get it on the ballot.
Put it to the voters.
I imagine most people would support it.
Well, let's do a little Googling with Patty Vasquez and try to understand progressive tax.
By the way, real quick, I checked on the best places to live in the U.S. according to the U.S. News and World Report. Number one, Denver, Colorado.
I love Denver. Okay. You know, what's great about Denver, Esmeralda, you and I would like this. We don't have to drink as much to get a little buzzed. Because
now?
Of the altitude.
Oh, I see.
Every drink is two.
Oh.
I'm saying.
That's a lot.
You're done.
Before, if it's a tall boy.
I had two done. Two more. It was
number two best place to live in the United States?
Yes.
Austin, Texas.
See?
Really?
I mentioned Austin.
That's what they say.
But then you have to live in Texas.
Yeah, but Austin's so, it's like in its bubble.
It is. It's true.
Fayetteville, Arkansas, number three.
No.
No, thanks.
Okay.
We're brown.
Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, number four.
Maybe. That whole thing with the bathrooms.
Sounds like
really
no.
Oh, yeah, they messed that up. Bye-bye.
Can't deal with that.
And then look at this, right back to Colorado Springs.
Love Colorado Springs. You can do the hot springs. You can go soak yourself in some mineral
Number
water.
Six, Boise.
Idaho?
That's correct.
I mean, I knew that, but still.
It's a livability score, so it's quality of life, it's value, it's a bunch of things.
Yeah, live in Idaho.
Your Idaho is nice, but I don't know.
Number seven, Seattle.
Okay.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Good coffee.
Number eight, it's Washington, D.C. That's
really
surprising.
That's... I have a friend who lives there, and she's...
Does she like it?
It's. I mean, she has to live with it because she works in newspapers and things there.
Right.
But she says it's weird because it's very small.
Well, it's also the energy there is palpable. I mean, like it's so intense. You can feel it the moment you... I was in the on the train. I came up on the escalator from the subway, and you get up, and you can see the Capitol on one end, and you know the White House at the other end, and it's you can feel the energy of the city. It's pretty incredible.
Ooh. Number nine, San Francisco.
No,
what?
Okay. Yeah, that's
US wait, is this and... wait affordable?
Everything.
Livable.
It's every quality of life, value, total. This
so
is
that's...
a total score.
No,
I mean,
number
I ten, okay.
San Jose. Which is also very expensive.
Is
no.
it? Oh.
Yeah.
San Jose, Texas?
San Jose, California.
Oh. Yeah. Is there a San Jose, Texas? What am I even talking
I don't know.
About?
San Antonio, Texas?
Oh, San Antonio?
Yeah, no.
The okay. Riverwalk?
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, no, then there's a lot more. We go to Iowa. We go to Minnesota. Michigan.
Iowa.
Michigan at 13, Grand Rapids.
Oh, yes. Yes. I would say yes
okay.
every day of the week and twice on Tuesday.
Sure.
I've thought about Grand Rapids.
And then, there's all those commercials for Iowa with Napoleon Bonaparte.
Mm. Yeah.
Where
goes,
in Iowa?
I shouldn't have sold it.
Des Moines?
That's what it says.
Mm.
Sarasota, Florida at 14.
No.
And Charlotte, North Carolina at 15.
Maybe.
I don't know if you want me to keep going.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
See, North
San
Carolina
Diego.
Was cool, and then they ended. They
See, this is one. Number 17 is interesting to me. Houston. I hear that people say it's very dirty or something,
no.
but.
Plus, when it rains, they freak out. They do. The roads are flooding, and yeah, so they
okay.
do. They're done.
Omaha? Yeah. Number 18?
Nope.
Really?
That's
I just had
says.
A discussion yesterday about
really?
Some friends with Colin, my boyfriend. They want to go to Omaha.
Okay.
And I was just like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do there? What's in Omaha?
I do want you to know that there is a San Jose, Texas.
Oh, got it. Cool. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. So make sure you know that.
Omaha, 6.9 overall score for
It just
livability.
Seems like Omaha. Mm.
Yep, right. They got steaks.
It's like Delaware.
Charleston?
Delaware.
Charleston, South Carolina?
Never been there.
Okay.
Could be.
And then Portland, Oregon, number 20.
Mm.
What about Minnesota?
Well, Minnesota
Nothing?
Was up
Minneapolis?
Was up higher. Yeah, no, Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul is 12.
Oh. Yeah.
That's why John left us.
Yeah.
John Williams is like, see ya.
It's like, I'm out.
I hear it's a cool place.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas is also on this list at 21.
Here's a lot of problems with, okay, there are so many places that have problems, right? Weather doesn't seem appealing in so many of the places that you mentioned. Any place in Iowa, Minnesota,
know.
Michigan.
Okay, those, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Is Iowa in the
yeah.
yeah.
the Alley, Tornado Alley.
Oh, yeah. That's all over with. Oh, there's a lot of tornadoes.
If you move, I would do San Francisco.
Right. If you moved from Chicago, we'd all move to a warm climate place, right?
Yeah.
You would be done with winter?
Snow. No, snow is an option.
I don't want too hot.
But you could drive someplace. Well, here, San Francisco gets very cool at night.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't mind having to wear a sweater.
Yeah, it's nice. Nowhere in Arizona?
No, not yet.
No, that,
not on this list yet.
The desert's nasty. I know.
Nashville, 22. San Antonio, Texas, 23.
Nashville.
Madison, Wisconsin, 24.
No.
I hear Madison's cool. So yeah. Is Milwaukee.
It
is and then
cool.
Look, finally, my suggestion, 26, Honolulu.
It's expensive.
That's, yeah.
Like,
I know,
cereal's like $18
wouldn't it
a
be
box.
Amazing, though, to live in Hawaii for at least a couple years?
I guess. Yeah. You're mega rich. And yeah, also, have you ever listened to commercials for fast food places? Their deals are never valid in Hawaii or Alaska.
Not valid in Hawaii or Alaska.
It's always that. It's like,
that's
what?
True.
I wonder what their commercials say. You're so lucky to live here. These are not valid in the continuous.
Does Amazon Prime
states.
Still work in Honolulu and Hawaii?
Probably good question. Not. It's probably
shipping
way more expensive or something.
That's got to be something.
The truck can't make it.
And then also think that you just have to deal with tourists all the time.
You know, I'm not finding Chicago.
Oh, no, and nor would you. Or New York or Boston.
I found Albany, so that's nice.
Boston's cool.
It is cool.
I like
to
Boston.
Visit. It's lovely.
I'm not a fan of New York.
No.
Their buildings are way too tall.
How do you get sunlight in New York? I don't understand.
I don't know. All the buildings are way too tall. Like the apartment buildings in the boroughs, they're too tall.
Plus, there's no eye contact. No eye contact.
Oh, I had eye contact once when a man was peeing behind a garbage
bin.
A dumpster. Yeah,
that's
no, I walked by and he was staring at me.
It's not a full reflection.
Full eye contact.
It's not accurate.
Not going to. Yeah. I've been.
Also, all the garbage is up front.
Yes. The street level garbage.
Yeah, we had some decency and put in.
Okay,
alleys.
Just scrolling through this list at number 86, Detroit, Michigan. Still have not
beats
found
us?
Chicago. Yeah,
86. Well,
Chicago 90.
90.
Okay, well,
best place
I hear
to
Detroit is start. They're trying to rebuild. Ugh. There's people going there and rebuilding because everything's so cheap and people are
that's
trying to have
good.
Businesses in and
the
trying
Cleve.
To get it going.
The Cleve is above us at 87, Cleveland,
where's,
Ohio.
Where's LA on the list?
I did not see. I see Vegas. I don't think I saw Los Angeles
yet. I
could
see LA being after Chicago. See, that's why I never left. This is the best I can do. This is the best.
This
I can
is
do.
Really depressing. Some of the, New York, 96.
Right.
So
yeah, that sounds about right. Okay. If we're 90, they should definitely be. How about Boston?
I have not seen Boston, although I might have thumbed through a little bit for Chicago and just missed places.
That's all right. Yeah. So I would say
St. Louis, 66, way above Chicago. That makes no sense. No.
Although they do have a beautiful park.
No one likes St. Louis.
Yeah, nobody.
I always talk to people and they're like, ugh, St. Louis.
I don't
Louis.
Think anyone likes St. Louis.
They have that arc and that's all they can talk about. It's like, all right.
I love that. Have you ever seen that on Facebook? The arc with the Cubs W flag, the win flag flying? That's kind of nice. That's my favorite thing.
Indianapolis, Indiana at 43, by the way. But I can't find Boston.
I could see Indianapolis.
Being better than us? These are this
better
is
than
really
us?
Sad.
No,
yeah,
not
those
better.
Are all places some, way better.
I'm not talking about better than us. I'm talking about if I had to leave, if I was done,
right.
Where I would go, I would say Austin sounds appealing, but I've never been. I should probably try that out first before I make any thoughts.
San Antonio's really fun.
San Antonio's okay.
All right.
Yeah, good margaritas.
Yeah, no, Boston's not on the top 100, and that's all I got.
Wow, for one of our first big cities, that's sort of sad.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah.
Did not.
Okay.
Farewell.
There you go.
Now we made everybody sad about where we'd 312-981-7200. Where would you live?
Yeah. If it wasn't here, you had to move somewhere, where would it be?
I don't want to encourage people to leave.
Right.
But after what I saw yesterday, I can't dissuade you either. More after this on 720 WGN. Oh, no. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight. I want to hit that high. I love that you're singing this, Esmeralda. Are you hitting that note?
No, I'm not. I'm just, I was lip syncing.
I can't. I don't have that. I had that range in college. Like I could hit high notes. And then all I got, I don't know if there's a way to retrain it or something. There's got to be a way to get it back.
No, I lip synced. I wasn't going to ruin my
this is me
my
doing...
voice completely.
Would you? I can't.
Yeah, because I can't. No.
I'll stop doing that.
Bat news. Sounds would.
Yeah, that's what I sound like. Jasmine, where would you move to if you had the opportunity to leave Illinois?
If I could leave, I'd move to Florida.
Where in Florida would you go?
Miami, because that's where all the boats are, and I love boats.
Oh, by the way, Jasmine, it has been a while since we've heard from you. Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
How have you been? How's school?
It's going well, and if you're wondering why I'm up so late, it's getting close to the end of the year, so I'm kind of getting a little bit chill.
Are you coasting a little bit?
Yeah, I guess.
You should
and,
have.
And honestly, you know, I was telling my grandmother I wouldn't just move because of because we're broke right now. Chicago has got a reputation, and I'm scared because I take the school bus.
What bus do you take? What street is that on? I mean, if you don't mind.
Because my school is like 45 minutes away from my house.
Ugh.
And we're also picking up other kids. So, people are getting randomly shot on the expressway. So, my mom says I shouldn't be worried, but I am anyway. Because, you know, I'm half blind. So, if anything happens, I won't be able to really see it coming.
Jasmine, there must be a way to, sort of get some training, like, so that you know what to do. Have you ever had that sort of emergency training?
I know judo.
There you go. So you are proactive, Jasmine. Can I tell you, Jasmine, it's so nice to hear your voice, and I'm glad that you're coming to the end of your school year.
Thank you.
You have a great night. Get some sleep, though. I know you're sitting up late because you're chill, but, you know.
All right.
Thank you, Jasmine. Do we have our wake-up call?
I'm about to, dial.
I didn't want
to tell Jasmine. She's very nice, but Miami's 93.
93 on the list.
A little bit behind Chicago.
I've never been to Miami. I've been to Jacksonville, Florida, and I've been to Orlando. Disney World is fun. And as our friend Elliot with one T, who works at Disney World, says, if you want to find a career and live somewhere warm, get trained in air conditioner repair, and you will never go broke in Orlando. So there you go, Esmeralda. See, I don't know why people aren't just doing that.
Please leave a message and speak clearly. Your voice is being transcribed and sent to my email inbox. That way I don't have to call in and get my messages. It's awesome.
This is going
to
be transcribed?
As soon as humanly possible.
This is that a Daphne Scott.
Please speak clearly. Your voicemail is being transcribed by UMail.
Hello, Daphne.
I am so excited we're being transcribed.
By a person?
No, by a machine. Probably.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Is it a machine? Do you think it's like...
It's the computer?
I see like a machine with like a pencil, like scribbling on paper.
Oh, boy. Oh,
like a Richter scale or something? That sounds cool.
We've reached the voicemail of Dr. Daphne Scott, who is not available. And our voices are being transcribed into an email. It's Patty Vasquez.
Craig Collins.
And Esmeralda Leon. Smell that.
I wonder if that's going to work out.
Also joining us at the microphone up in the newsroom in just a moment, as soon as he puts his headphones on, we will be speaking to the one and only...
Vic.
What timing?
Vaughn. Yeah, no, you nailed it. We wanted you to say your name.
Post.
It was such a long night. Did it feel like it was a lot going on?
Yes.
I feel like it's not even the same evening.